Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G, just making a video about demon to some, angel to others. Well, let's go. Yes, fellas. Yeah, I didn't put the last two videos for the reason is I left my phone last night at work. And then I went to work and now I got my phone back. So I'm gonna be putting this one. Yes, this video is gonna about a guy that could be seen as a hero, or to some other people, he could be seen as a villain. Me, I seen this guy as misunderstood, but in the end, he did something good. What do you mean, you say? Well, let me bring you the hero. Yes, this guy belongs in the same esteem as the Saint Luigi Mangione. Just saying. Well, let me bring him up. A man charged with killing a convicted pedophile had his initial hearing in Eckhart County Circuit Court on Thursday. Nicholas Philip Stanley, 35, of Eckhart, was accused in the murder of Alan Cogwell, 35, of Eckhart, at the Daytime Inn in Eckhart in June 24th. Yes, this guy was convicted of killing this dude because this other dude started molesting one of this guy's family members. Yes. So yeah, are you gonna let your kids get molested by some piece of shit? No. So this guy visited this dude and paid him a visit and, you know, gave him something that he'll never forget, right? He put his brain to sleep. Eckhart police were called to the area at 12:55 a.m. for a shooting with injuries where they found Cogswell deceased in room 251, having been shot in the head and the chest. Hey, yeah, man, you gotta, you know, make sure he's dead, so you gotta double tap his ass, so, yeah. Well, I have a clip. Let's play it.
Well, new details to share this morning on the murder early Tuesday morning at an Elkhart motel. Police have released the name of the suspect arrested and the charges he faces. Charges are being filed against this man, 35-year-old Nicholas Stanley of Elkhart. Now, according to witnesses, Stanley could be seen walking with a long gun looking into the windows of 35-year-old Alan Cogswell's room. When Cogswell opened the door, he was shot in the head and chest.
Hey, that fucking pedophile's an idiot. Why the fuck would you open the door? You know who this guy is. What, you think he's gonna invite you and let you fuck his other kids or some shit? Nah, man. He made you fucking eat lead. You got what you deserve, in my opinion, right? What do you guys think? This guy is so fucking stupid, he deserved to die. That's just an opinion. Yeah, why is he going around touching other people's kids? Not everybody likes that shit, so this guy got something from from a concerned parent, right? I don't know if he's a parent, but just saying.
According to our reporting partners at the Goshen News, using surveillance video from Menards and the Red Roof Inn, police say they found a man matching the description of Stanley minutes before the shooting walking toward the Daylight Inn at 12:31 in the morning.
Damn, that's fucking early. You know what they say, the early bird catches a worm. So he caught this fucking worm and he fucking made him into fucking fertilizer. Hey, it happens what happens, right? Don't be fucking touching other people's kids. Just saying.
Now the victim, Cogswell, was a registered sex offender and was released from prison back in May. And according to court...
Yeah, fellas, hear me out. I know this guy is a piece of shit. He's a sex offender. He did some bullshit. But he paid his debt to society. If they let him go, let him do his shit. Yeah, it's fucked up that this guy, you know, got his kids molested. But hell, this guy went above and beyond and shot him. You should have fucking followed the court. Well, if you don't like the laws, then maybe you should change them. Oh, yes. You want to execute people? Then go for it. Just know there's consequences. Yeah, every action has an equal and, what is it, opposite reaction? Yeah. Yeah, this chomo got his ass blown away for touching other people's kids. Yeah, even though kids are your property, but this guy was messing with other people's property. Yeah, if someone's gonna molest these kids, it should be the father, right? He made them, so go at it. Not some other fuck, but whatever. Oh man, this is just wrong. Anyway, you cut it, but fucking A.
Records, Nicholas Stanley is related to a victim of Cogswell.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I'm thinking this dude is the dad. Yeah, could he be the uncle? Maybe. But this most likely would be a father. Yeah. Yeah, some piece of shit touches my kid, I wanna blow him away too. Oh, yeah, it's not going to be a blowjob. It's going to be a fucking bullet to the brain. Yeah, this guy did it good. He gave him a brain, a shot in the head and one in the chest. Me, I would have shot him in the dick. Yeah, shoot him in the dick and just leave him like that. With a shotgun, you know, like with buckshot or with a slug. Yeah, because I'll make him have a fun time. And if he does live, he won't have no dick. So, yeah, fun times indeed. But that's just my little twisted two cents, right? Okay, let's continue.
Stanley was charged with murder. He's being held without bond at the Elkhart County Jail. An initial hearing is currently set for July 3rd.
Yeah, this dude blasted this chomo and took him out. Yes, look at this little piss right here. It says, "So I walked and grabbed my gun and I drove out to go find him. And then when I found him, I did what I had to do. I took him out," Stanley said. "I'm tired of pretending like I did something wrong, you know? I don't feel like I did anything wrong. And there are thousands of people out there who agree with me." Yeah, you did do good. Yeah, killing people's not a good thing to do, but hell, what are you gonna do when someone does this shit to you, your people? Are you gonna let it stand? Are you gonna let it walk or what? This guy did what he needed to. Just an opinion. "I'm just tired of pretending that I have to be scared of the system when he obviously wasn't scared of the system. And now I'm going to get more time putting this piece of trash out than he ever got for hurting my family and the ones that I love." Yes, I agree. This guy took out this guy because he deserved it. And what, eye for an eye doesn't mean nothing anymore? Yeah, you should be hurting the people that hurt you. Why not? These people are the ones that deserve it. Yeah, being a vigilante is not cool, but that's the only reason why these guys are talking shit. Because it's vigilanteism, but someone has to do it. Because no one else is. Just saying. "So if the system wants to throw me away, let them. I don't care even more." Yeah, you shouldn't. You already did what you needed to do. And you have to pay the consequences. Sometimes that happens. We don't live in a perfect world. If it was perfect, none of this shit would ever happen. But what can we do, right? We're just living in this stuff, and we're the small fry. We have to put up with this shit because... yeah, we're just the nobody little masses. We are not worth anything. We're not the elite, so fuck it, right? Yes, I'm not surprised that more vigilantism is going to be taking place. Yes, people are getting tired of all this bullshit, and people are going to act accordingly. Just saying. So yeah, you guys have to do what you need to do. So make sure you take care of yourself, save all your money, and keep on moving forward. Because I think things are going to get crazier. Yeah, remember, we're in what, July? Oh yes, we still got more months left in this year. So I don't know what kind of bullshit. Are we going to go to World War III? Are we going to find the Messiah? Is Jesus Hitler coming back? Who knows? But I guess we'll find out sooner than later. Just saying. Well, goodbye.
How about that Epstein release, huh? Is it exactly what you wanted and more? Or do you feel let down and played by the same Zionists that have been ruling your country since before you've been alive? Well, they don't call them Zion Don for nothing, baby. Do you really think that the same people that are openly manipulated by are going to oust their Mossad partners behind all of the treacherous false flags and sexual trafficking and blackmail that's been going on? Do you really think that? Or is this just par for the course? Because I think it's completely par for the course. Now, maybe, just maybe, the people at the FBI didn't hand over everything and they deleted the files and Pam Bondi's going to get to the bottom of it. Or maybe you're getting played for a fucking fool because the system ain't going to investigate and fix itself. No matter how much you think, sorry, I almost burped there. No matter how much you think the Orange Man's going to help us. And I'm not going to lie. Some of what he's done's been extremely entertaining and fun, and I think it's great. Maybe he'll get rid of the IRS. Maybe he'll get rid of income tax. We could be so lucky, right? But if you think for 1 second he's going to call out Mossad and the intelligence ops that are going on and have been going on inside our country, then you're fucking wrong, dog.